Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw, and thanks so much for listening in to our October podcast. It is the holiday time of year, and you want to make sure that the spouses of your hostesses and customers are shopping with you. So that's what I'm going to share with you on how to make that all happen. So get pencil and paper. We're going to give you a couple notes on how to make sure you're going to help that spouse to play Santa this year. You know, you want to make sure that you are treating and spoiling and pampering your hosts and your hostesses, and helping to be a personal shopper service for them is a great way to do that. Plus, you know, spouses really do appreciate some help quite often when they are going to play Santa for their loved one. And October is the month to begin the process if you've never done a personal shopper service before. So let me share with you 7 quick tips that will help you to do just that. Number 1, contact your top 10 or so best hosts and hostesses. Number 2, tell them that you are offering personal shopper service this year for Christmas, for the holidays, and that what that means is you'll be helping their hubby or their spouse to play Santa for them this year. Step 3, you gather the hostess's wish list of items from your product line that she would love to see under the tree with her name on them this year at Christmas and at holiday time. So have your hostess tell you 5 or 6 or 10 items that she would love to have, and that you develop that wish list while she's chatting that to you. Step number 4. Then you ask your hostess or your host for their spouse's contact information. This, by the way, could also, if they're not married, include their mom or maybe their adult kids. And the contact information that you want to gather is their email address for the spouse, their cell number, their text. And then let that hostess or host know that you'll be taking care of the rest and that they're going to have a really Merry Christmas. Then step number 5. Once you've taken the month of October to gather this information from your top hostesses, step 5, then in early November or even late October, email the spouses, email the hubbies or the mom and kids, whatever contact information you gathered. Email them first to let them know that you know what their wife really wants for Christmas, that you've got a great shopping list, and that you would love to help them to play Santa this year. So send the email first, let them know your contact information, and then follow that up with a text, because chances are you're going to need to make a couple of contacts, a couple of outreaches to the spouse, or again, it could be the adult children or the mom, to get that return contact back. So an email, a text, sometime in late October, early November, and then hopefully you've gotten that email back from the spouse or the text back. And then call their cell phone and discuss the options that are that the wife has listed on her wish list. Find out how much hubby wants to spend. And by the way, hubbies will usually spend well at Christmas, at holiday time, for their spouse. And then place that order. And then step number 7, if you have it delivered to you instead of to the spouse, not the spouse, but to the hubby who ordered, from you. If you have it delivered to hubby, that's fine. But if not, you may want to have it delivered to you. So step 7 is if you have it delivered to you, offer to gift wrap and then to deliver it to hubby so that then he can surprise his wife at Christmas time, at holiday time. So those are 7 easy steps to make sure that you get personal shopper service incorporated into your business this holiday season. And October is the month to begin gathering the information. So real quick, those 7 steps again, contact your top 10 favorite hostesses. Step 2, tell them that you're offering personal shopper service and what that means, helping their hubby play Santa. Step 3, gather from your hostess her wish list and 5 to 10 items that she'd love to see under the tree. Number 4, then get her spouse's contact information, or again, mom or adult kids. Make sure you have email, cell, text. Step 5, then email hubby or mom or adult kids in early November, late October, early November, that you know what they'd love to have, that you're going to be helping them with personal shopper service for their wife or mom or whatnot. Step number 6, call to discuss the options, find out what their budget is, and place that order. And step seven, if it's delivered to you, then you can offer to gift wrap and deliver it right to hubby or the mom or adult kids, so that then they can present it to their loved one at Christmas, on holiday, as a big surprise. Now, for more details on this and more discussion, you can go to my website page, resource page, spiritofsuccess.com, of course, resource page, and look for the resource called Build Your Business. There is some discussion in the CD called Build Your Business on Personal Shopper Service, and it'll give you some more ideas as well. So now's the time to get it started. Help those spouses to play Santa this year and encourage them. And this could be a process that would happen not just for holiday time, but goodness, throughout the year for birthdays and anniversaries and Mother's Day. Just think of the opportunity that you have to treat, spoil, and pamper your very best hosts and hostesses. Have a great season. Bye-bye.